Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for starting your day with me today. It is a wonderful way to start your day in a positive way, and this is what the purpose of this program is all about. The realization that there is a higher idea waiting to come forth from within you if you let go and let it happen. Above and beyond dogma, creed, ceremony, ritual, theology. William Shakespeare said, "There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy." Well, the more he was talking about, because I believe William Shakespeare was a metaphysician, the more he was talking about is the greater idea of you waiting to come forth if you become one with it. When you do this and operate from the understanding that the more you know, the more you know there's more to know, and allow yourself to be teachable, which is the Zen concept of emptying your cup, what you begin to realize is that you are discovering that you are growing real to yourself. You are growing real in a way you've never known before. And the more you do it, the more you want to do it, because the celebration of the new discovery allows you to understand very clearly that once you see anything in a clear way, you cannot go back and accept a vague explanation of it. People who do this are people who understand very clearly that infinite intelligence is everything they are. It is everything you are, whether you know it or not. So today, my friends, if you operate from this understanding, you can choose to let go and let the divine think in accordance with itself as you. Unlimited love becomes the reality of who you are. Everywhere you go, everything you do, that is the thing that greets the world around you before anything else greets them when you are in their presence. You see, my dear friends, the strength of your consciousness allows you to think affirmatively and to think constructively in a positive way. The natural result of the action of divine law is your way when you let go and love what you know you are and let that love think as you. So my challenge to you today is to grow real to yourself as you let your spiritual essence be the advancing edge of your experience. Know today that anything unlike health is free to disappear from consciousness. Anything unlike health and happiness and love are now removed from your thinking when you think in a way that the great, the good, the wise have suggested. Anything unlike health, happiness, and love is removed from your thinking, action, and expression when you let go and let the beautiful be your way, let infinite intelligence be your way, let God be your way. We're told to let go and let God, not make God, beseech God, or beg God. You see, there's nothing in the universe that needs to change its mind about you. All you have to do is change your mind about yourself in relationship to it as you. The mind of God is your mind. And you use it whether you know you're using it or not. Because why? It says yes to consciousness. Everyone's consciousness, whether you're a Buddhist, Baptist, Islam, Sikh, Jew, Hindu, it doesn't matter. We're all one thing, no matter what religion we're following. Something above and beyond religion is the truth of you. As you grow real to yourself, you find yourself choosing to let nothing stand in the way of the flow of intelligence in your world as your world. And what happens? You are entering at that moment into spiritual maturity. You're entering into the maturity of genuine positive right action. Divine mind thinking as you now transforms your living on every level when you let go and let it happen from this understanding. Spirit's activity becomes your activity, and you know it. It becomes your way, and you know it is your way. The aspirations of your word is the inspiration of your life as you release it to do what? To be the proof of your understanding. You will never hear me teach anything on this program that you cannot prove in your own life. If you know greater good is your way and you let go and let it happen as your life, then you can say, I know it so, and it is my way, and then act as if it is your way, and whoa, something wonderful happens. Something wonderful happens now, and the wonderful that happens is you. So today, my friends, let your thinking move forward as positive right action from consciousness. Let go and let your positive prayer of faith move forward in a positive and wonderful way. Why? Because it is all powerful. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 156 of the Science of Mind textbook, faith is an affirmative mental approach to reality. Now, a lot of times people will come up and say, oh, Dr. J, I wish I had some faith. I'm just so worried. I'm living at the level of doubt and fear. And I point out to them, they have faith right now. They just have faith everything's going to go wrong. The challenge is to have faith that wherever you are is the starting point of something wonderful, beautiful, healthy, happy, and prosperous. That the creative process within you as you that knows what to do and how to do it is doing it by means of you. You see, my friends, in a religion of fear, there would of necessity be fear in the thought of its followers, therefore, in their prayers. Drives me up the wall when I hear people say, we are a God-fearing nation. Well, that's a bunch of nonsense. Maybe they are. I'm not. I believe in a God of love, and you don't have to fear love. All we have to do is be responsible for our thought and understand that as we think, so are we. As we think in our heart, so are we. We are what we think about all day long. These ideas are not new. They have been taught throughout the age. Few listen. Why? Because they'd rather live at the level of superstition and blame their life on something sitting on a throne with a long white beard that doesn't like them, or likes them and doesn't like anybody else. So the challenge is to get rid of that model and change the paradigm. Begin to think of God as love. Now, love is what? It's so high you can't get over it, so wide you can't get around it. It is everywhere at once. We're moving from it, through it, to it. You see, the challenge we have is to understand that if we let go and honor love and honor a God that, as Jesus said, is love, then we find that fear disappears. Now, when we know this, we discover that our affirmation, our treatment, our positive prayer is never a prayer of doubt. It is never a prayer of begging. It is never, certainly, a prayer of fear. What is it? It is something that we are letting happen by means of consciousness, where we begin to observe inwardly the truth, and then we use our words to describe what is already true, not to make something happen. Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of Religious Science, Charles Fillmore, the founder of Unity, Myrtle Fillmore, Nona Brooks, the founder of Divine Science, Emma Curtis Hopkins, who taught them all of these people understood that we should pray as we do in such a way that our prayer is the affirmation of our faith, affirming and knowing that with God all things are possible, including the change for the better in whatever needs to change in your life or mine. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about a prayer of positive faith. We're talking about moving forward in life at the level of the title of my book and this radio program, The Power of Positive Purpose. And by the way, if you would like a copy of the book, we would love to send it out to you. Go on our website and click on there, and we will, and you can order it on the website, and we will send it out to you. Now, the prayer of positive faith in action, is one that enhances the one praying as it happens in consciousness. Now, in religious science, we call prayer treatment, spiritual mind treatment. This is because we experience something wonderful, and this is because the experience we are describing has healing power, as any good therapy does, as it moves through our mind, as it becomes our words. The process in itself enhances us in a positive way. We become the power of positive purpose and action. Spiritual healing is the highest form of healing. Why? Because it changes the cause of the negative condition by changing the direction of the belief. Now, a prayer like this, or a spiritual mind treatment like this, is something that must be one with faith and acceptance, one of unification with the source of the good that's desired, one with the spirit within everyone or anyone who is praying. The power within me knows what to do and how to do it. I now let go and let it do it. I get myself out of the way of myself, my nonsense out of the way of myself, my reasons why it can't happen out of the way of myself, so that this affirmation is now free to unfold by right of consciousness into and as my world. A lot of times people say, well, why do I deserve this? You deserve it, my friends, by right of consciousness. If you can conceive it, you can achieve it. Think of something you need to change today and just affirm, if I can conceive it, I can achieve it. This becomes the answer in action and not a reason to maintain the problem. You live, my friends, in a world created by divine intelligence, which also brought you into it, and which lives in you, sustaining and guiding you if you let go and let it do it. You are in the midst of the supply of all your physical needs, no matter what they are. You are in the midst of inspiration. You are also ready, willing, and able, as you expand your understanding of yourself and begin to explore the wisdom of the new level of your understanding. You find yourself guiding yourself in the right way. You find yourself having the right experience in the area of your life where you are no longer letting your emotions direct your intelligence. You're letting your intelligence direct your emotions, because, my dear friends, all emotions are stupid. Thank you, P.D. Ospinski, who pointed out, your emotions are stupid. Never let them guide your life, whether they're positive or negative. Let your intelligence direct your emotions, not the other way around. So with faith and acceptance and unification with your understanding, the good you desire begins to unfold. You find that this new acceptance within you is guiding you. Why? Because you are letting go and letting yourself be the wisdom of the truth of yourself in action. This inspiration has within it instruction. It has instruction if we pay attention to it. Instruction for your mental growth, your spiritual growth, your right experience for your mental and emotional and spiritual maturity. It has within it the radiant answer of your spiritual searching. It has within it greater good beyond anything you've ever known before. The fullness of life is yours, my friends. All you have to do is live in the acceptance of it gratefully. Now, do you do that? If you don't, do it. If you don't know how, learn. This is why we have classes in religious science, unity, divine science, the whole New Thought movement. We all understand that every teacher needs a teacher, that we never stop learning. The more we know, the more we know there's more to know.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living Fremont with an important announcement. The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal is moving to a new time slot beginning in August. As of next week, this radio program will air on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at 7:30 a.m. So be sure to tune in to KEST 1450 a.m. or listen on the web, streaming live at www.kestradio.com. If you like what you're hearing, you might also enjoy watching our videos on YouTube by searching under CSL Fremont. You can also friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter under the same name. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
2 Chronicles 20:20 says, "Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established." Ah, why? Because if you believe in what? The law of infinite intelligence, what happens automatically is you are believing in what? You are believing in yourself. Now, this belief unfolding as you is self-existent truth. You see, my friends, the only way you are going to enhance your awareness is by way of self-induced awareness. Nothing else is going to do it for you. If you're going to go within and discover more about it, don't go within based on somebody else's opinion. Go within and find out for yourself the truth of yourself and then discover how to apply it. If infinite intelligence is yours, if success is yours, I just taught a class on the 20 Secrets of Success by Dr. Fenwick Holmes, who was my teacher and my friend. Dr. Fenwick Holmes was Ernest Holmes' elder brother, and this wonderful book he wrote in 1929, when you read it, it reads like it was written this morning. Why? Because truth does not have a time period on it. Truth is truth, no matter what time it is, no matter when it is, no matter what the date is. When Jesus was around sharing the truth, it didn't become truth because he was talking about it. He was talking about it because it was true. But people still wanted to believe in duality and heaven and hell and all the other nonsense they believe in and not get around to the point where he was talking about, and that is, if we are immortal, we're immortal now, therefore the now that's in front of us is the now we're responsible for, so why not take care of the part of immortality you're involved in at the moment and give your best to it? God is a self-existent truth. God is the only reality. And it is this reality that we need to give our attention to when we have anything in our life to heal, when we have a situation with any other person, when we have any condition in our world that needs a change for the better. And to understand this is to do what? To understand this is to bring only right action to all of our relationships. Because, as Emerson said, if we want a friend, we need to be one. Your relationship with everyone else is based on your relationship with yourself, shared. So as you know this and let go, and honor the right action of positive purpose in your life with yourself relationship, you begin to understand and expect better relationships everywhere at once. You see, my dear friends, truth takes on outer forms. Why? Because infinite life is both potential and manifest being. Dr. Fenwick Holmes wrote a wonderful book, Being and Becoming. You see, your becoming is always based on what you're letting yourself be. So what are you letting yourself be? Think about it. Is your potential and manifest being centered in love? Is your potential and manifest being centered in positive right action, centered in inspiration coming from a faith in infinite mind, infinite love, infinite life that is void of superstition and doubt and fear? Are you still going to anything outside of you to find out who you are? Why not go within, as we were advised for the thousands of years? Aristotle pointed out that what we need to do is to understand that if we keep dwelling in yesterday, all we're doing is dwelling in no. What we need to do is begin to dwell in yes. All things are possible. Yes, change for the better is possible. Yes, health is possible now. Yes, prosperity, success, answers to any problem, all possible, all now. I'm going to act as if it's so. This is allowing yourself both potential and manifest being centered in divine love. Now, when you do this, what happens is you learn to see the movement of deity of infinite life in and as the world around you. It's not somewhere else. It's not in a building or a symbol or a book or a teacher. It's in you. All the world expresses God. There is no place where it's not. Therefore, it's everywhere at once. You're moving from it, through it, to it, all the time. And because the infinite being is forever becoming, forever expressing its own perfection in all that it becomes, it is right where you are. You're not void of it, and you don't have to earn it. All you have to do is wake up to it. God power, my dear friends, is the only power. Specific forces are what? They're nothing more than an expression of the one power. They're applications of the one power. Everything we have now in technology and understanding and, you know, we could have had 1,000 years ago. Everything was available to have it. We had not expanded into consciousness at the level where we knew how to apply that which was already here in the way that we're applying it now. When Moses was trucking around the desert, he could have had an internet, an iPhone. He could have had all of these things. But he didn't know anything about it or how to do it. What happened? The potential was there. It's like an egg is a potential chicken, but it needs some time to incubate and develop. And the same thing with your idea. Your idea is a potential full-form experience, but you have to know that the chicken is in the egg before the egg is hatched. And so the same thing is true of your prayer, of your positive idea, of your power of positive purpose and action. You know, it's like the tree is in the acorn before the tree is in the seed before the seed is in the ground. This is the realization that the truth of my being is already true before the world ever sees it. And that's what I dwell on. That's my reality. That's my tangibility when I know what and who I am and act as if I do. Psalms 119:18 says, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of the law." You see, the law of your being, my friends, cannot say no. You put it into law, and you're going to have the effect of it in your life. And it doesn't know anything about positive or negative. All it knows how to do is say yes to your consciousness. This is why we need to think about what we think about. You know, as Emerson said, we are what we think about all day long. And as Dr. Ernest Holmes said, everybody thinks, but few people think about what they think about. I'm going to challenge you today, my dear friends, to think about what you think about centered in love and find reasons why you can think another way, a higher way, a happier way, a gentler way. So know today, my friends, that God is truth and love, beauty and power, life and law, and that these are the innate reality of you. All of these things are true of you. You are God's creation, and it made you out of itself. You see, my friends, the life, your life, is the life of God, the life of infinite mind and action. The mind of everyone, everywhere, is some part of divine mind. We change our experience how? We change our experience to one of increasing good if we let go and accept this relationship that perfection is everything we are. We can be perfectly happy or perfectly unhappy. Perfection does not care what we do with it. So let the perfection of you demonstrate what? Demonstrate every activity in your life in a positive and healthy way. Allow yourself to listen to the words of Psalms 119:18, Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of the law. One power, one life, one presence. You, my friends, are immersed in this power which knows what to do, how to do it, and can do for you, though, only what it does at the level of your understanding of it and acceptance of it as you. If you think you're here to suffer, you'll suffer. If you think you're here to be limited, you'll be limited. If you think nobody loves you, nobody will love you. Wherever your mind goes, your world follows. Why not pay attention to where your mind goes? Because whatever you think about all day long, you're choosing to think. You need to understand the idea of you may have this day the blessing or the curse, choose you. That is not two powers. That's two ways of using one power. So use the one power for the positive. Be the power of positive purpose in action. If you don't know how, get my book. I give you a lesson on every page. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blake Owl Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blake Owl and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the-book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.